20 to 9. You're listening to Spin. Dave's crying because it's Thursday. It's a girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
You didn't even sing along today.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, Dave, come on now. No tantrums. You've done really well this week so far.
She means tantrum-wise, not on girly quiz. Like.
No, he's done really well on the tantrums. We've had a clean slate so far. If he gets to Friday, we'll give him a little
laugh. Sometimes I do rewatch the videos back and I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a kid. I'm such a 7-year-old.
I think the new thing we've adopted to the show is if he gets to Friday with no major tantrum, he gets a lollipop.
Yeah! Yeah. Star chart.
This is the girly quiz. Once a week, we quiz Dave on all things girly. Normally, it's myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin. Fiona, probably listening right now. Girl power. Let's do this thing. He's won the girly quiz 3 times in 2026. He's lost 3 times in 2026. So he's obviously trying to get the average up this morning, but we hope that doesn't happen. He's got two lifelines to help him win the week. One is his phone a female and standing by this morning. It's Clodagh.
Morning, Clodagh. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. All right, Clodagh. You know the question I'm going to ask if you know the girly quiz. What is it that you are expert at when it comes to women? Is it bodies, parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it other things?
I would say maybe beauty.
Beauty, perfect.
Yeah.
Hair and beauty?
I would say mainly like makeup and like nails.
Amazing.
Maybe not hair. Okay.
Perfect. That's all right, Clodagh. I'd probably come to you with something completely different anyway, but listen, I appreciate knowing what you are an expert in. Thank you.
All right, Clodagh, you hang the line. Dave will definitely need you in the next few minutes. Thank you so much. The other thing just to say is if there's little ears in the car, as we always warn, there might be some conversations that arise based on questions that you're not really comfortable having conversations with little ears with just yet. I do think the questions are safe, but you just never know.
And as we always say, if you're a kid in the car and your parents are letting you listen to this, do not ask them questions afterwards, okay? Because we'll get in trouble.
Go in and ask your teacher instead.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Love that. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Please define what is meant by a lip combo.
A lip combo?
Mentioned a lot on this season of Love Island that just came to an end.
I see it on like TikTok comments, I think, like what's your lip combo?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's lip gloss and lip... Oh my God, I think I have it. Outliner. Lip gloss and it's not outliner, it's liner, isn't it? It's not outliner, but it basically does
outliner.
That. I'm going to go shot in the dark. Not really the dark. The door is kind of open, I can kind of see. A shot in the little bit of light is, I think, lip kit. What is it?
What? A lip combo.
Lip combo is lip gloss and lip liner.
I need to hear those words.
You need to hear those words. Oh, sorry. Lip gloss.
Oh, no,
lip
no, no,
liner,
no. Final answer.
Final answer. Yeah! Come on! That's unreal.
Well done.
I can't believe that.
Okay, a lip combo is a pairing of a lip makeup product. So you said gloss, that's fine. It could also be a lipstick, but the big thing is it's comboed with the lip liner.
With the lip liner.
So there
unreal.
You go.
Not a lip outliner. Would you have accepted outliner?
I'd have had to, but it's just so funny.
I find them so funny. You know when girls draw their lips, but they're like up by their nose?
Yeah.
And you're like, your lips aren't that big, like.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? With the,
is that why you think outliner?
The lip liner is, it's like really, they've really drawn it around.
Just gone outside the line.
I find that funny.
Well done, one for
Woo!
One. Still have two lifelines.
Oh, I'm on a high now.
Cardi B is on tour at the moment, providing so much fun content, by the way, if you want to laugh on Instagram. But she recently revealed that she will be getting her BBL removed when she wraps up this tour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then going to Colombia and I get my BBL out. With BBLs in mind, we're talking Brazilian bum lift in this case.
Oh, no, I knew that. I thought that was going to be the question.
No, rather than it being, I know there's also a facial BBL, but anyway. Where in the body is the fat for a BBL usually taken from?
Oh, excellent question. For a Brazilian bum lift.
Yeah, for the bums. Bottom.
I think it surely has to be your stomach. It wouldn't be your boobs. What could it be, the arms? Is that a thing?
I can't look at you, Dave. Don't know if you ask me questions.
It's either, for me, it's either arms or stomach. Clodagh, do me a favour. Don't hate me that I'm not going to come to you for this one and leave you on the phone for longer. I think I'm going to 50-50 this one. Or simplify. Please tell me it's a 50-50. I'm going to simplify. Please enter simplify mode there.
All right. Oh. Entering simplify mode, Cardi B recently revealed she'll be getting her BBL removed when she wraps up her tour. Where in the body is the fat for a BBL usually taken from? Is it A, the abdomen, flanks, lower back or thighs, or B, hands, lower arms and jawline?
The way, what, there's surely no fat in the jawline. There's no fat in your lower arms. There's no fat in your hands.
I have plenty of fat in my jawline. Double chin.
No, it has to be the first one. It has to be A. It's surely A. Go on. What's A again?
Abdomen, flanks. Flanks are is basically another word for like your love handles.
Yes, I was going to say love handles. So I think it's A. I think it's your love handles.
Final answer?
Final answer. Yeah! Come on! This is a great day.
What can we do like the for the opposite of a tantrum to punish him? okay,
never
two
happened.
For two. You still have Clodagh on the line. Are you okay there, Clodagh?
Yeah, all good.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure I'll need you for this one. There's no way that this is going to work out in my favour that I know 3 out of 3.
It seems a bit too good to be true. We'll crack on. Question number 3 on the girly quiz this week. David Hammond. Please tell us 2 symptoms of PCOS.
PCOS. PCOS.
It was a previous question on the girly quiz to identify PCOS. That was a long time ago.
I have never heard of PCOS.
Well, you answered a question about it at the girly quiz before.
Oh, what could P be?
So you don't know what PCOS is?
I haven't a clue.
Right. Callum.
It stands for polycystic ovary syndrome.
Polycystic ovary syndrome.
It's a problem for lots.
Is that a
lots.
Cyst on the ovaries?
Sometimes. I don't know.
I haven't a clue. Do you think Clodagh would know this?
Potentially.
All right, well, I have absolutely not a clue. PCOS, poly... Give me it again, poly?
Polycystic ovary syndrome.
Cystic ovaries syndrome.
Syndrome.
I would imagine that a cyst would be one and maybe a sore stomach and maybe bloating. But I'm hoping Clodagh knows. Clodagh, good morning. Do you, by any chance, know what PCOS is?
Yes.
Looking
I
for
would have
2 symptoms of it.
Okay. I'm probably going to take this most random one, but I'm going to say weight gain. And facial hair.
Facial.
But also like pain. Yeah, pain. But yeah, I'd go with the first 2.
Weight gain and facial hair.
Yeah.
And can you explain to Dave what PCOS is and how it affects people?
So there's ovaries that grow on your, or there's, sorry, there's cysts that grow on your ovaries, and
right,
it really
cysts.
Impacts, it impacts your menstruation and everything,
Right.
And a lot of...
Clodagh, I appreciate you, and you seem to know a lot about PCOS, so let's do it. I trust you. Weight gain and facial hair, final answer.
You confident, Clodagh?
I don't know, I'm scared.
I'm scared, Clodagh, I'm scared.
Yes!
Come on, Clodagh, thank you so much. Well done, that was unbelievable.
No problem.
Unbelievable, Clodagh, you hung on and you got the win at the end. Other things that are symptoms of PCOS, irregular periods, skin and hair issues, weight gain, fertility issues and skin changes. But on the hair, it can cause this kind of excess coarse dark facial hair in the chin and the jawline.
Right, okay.
As well. Some people really, really struggle with it. But there you go. Well done, big win.
Clodagh, thank you so much. Excellent. Just Eat Voucher on the way to you.
Thank you.
You're a legend.
Thanks a million.
Have a great
day.
Thanks, Clodagh.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Davey.
Oh my God, I am amazing. Do you know why? Because.
Oh my God.